Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 19, Mumbela 13.
The biggest issues today in terms of the traffic is the power outage around and in Pretoria. Multiple traffic lights not working at various junctions due to the widespread power outage. And Bedford View not so lucky today. N3 crash on the link to the N12 east at Galulies. We've also had an N3 northbound crash near Van Beeren Road.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhono says the number of cash and transit heists in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape still remains a concern. This as 36 cash-in-transit robberies were recorded during the first quarter of the 2024-25 financial year. Mkhono says the police ministry is yet to meet with various cash-in-transit companies to discuss safety measures aimed at curbing these crimes.
We will be meeting with various cash-in-transit companies because we believe that they have responsibilities too in terms of contributing in our effort to reduce this kind of crimes.
The Independent Electoral Commission has released the political party funding disclosure report for the first quarter of 2024-2025. A total of 14 political parties declared donations of about 200 million rand, the highest ever recorded. This is the first report since the seismic general elections on May 29th. Cliff Schicker reports.
The DA declared 56 million rand from Voices of South Africa Foundation, Jonathan Oppenheimer, Fynbos Equitate and Fynbos Capital. The IFP declared 38 million rand from Jonathan and Nicholas Oppenheimer, Martin Moshal and African Rainbow Minerals Chairman Patrice Motsepe. Rise Mzansi declared 33 million rand from Rebecca Oppenheimer and Zungu Family Trust, while the ANC declared a donation of 26 million rand by the Batho Batho Trust, the United Manganese of Kalahari and Chancellor House Trust and cell phone network provider MTN. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
The Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety says it is prepared to manage the expected influx of travellers on the roads as many head to the province for religious gatherings this weekend. The Zion Christian Church congregation will gather at its headquarters in Moria in Polokwane. The department spokesperson, Tididamo Chiwene, says law enforcement are already deployed.
We urge motorists to prioritize their passenger safety by ensuring their vehicles are roadworthy and that they wear seat belts. With this, we wish all travelers a safe journey and a pleasant stay in the province. Remember, road safety is everyone's responsibility. Obey the rules of the road to arrive alive at your destination.
The Israeli military says it wrapped up a month-long operation in southern and central Gaza. A military spokesperson says no other operations were taking place in those two areas for now. Residents of Khan Yunis says they returned to scenes of widespread destruction in the city. And Czech authorities detonated an unexploded World War II bomb dug up at a major Czech petrochemical factory last week. The factory, which served the Nazi war effort during the German occupation of the then Czechoslovakia, was targeted by Allied bombings in 1944. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnuusdier. Die minister van Polisie sê transitoorhoofdogte is steeds 'n kommer.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.